Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prosen's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of the award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye. And he's a guy who is custom-made. He's ordained by a higher power to help people like you and me do a better job in our small businesses, and we're so happy that he's available to us to share some of his wisdom with us. Bob Prosen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and good morning to you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bob, we polled our audience over the weekend about what were some of the biggest challenges that they have in front of them. We asked them about things like cash flow and business, getting a business loan and taxes and things like that. But the number one thing so far, the poll's still out there, but the number one thing so far that they're telling us that is the thing that is their biggest challenge is getting more customers. Now,
yeah,
why do you, after all these years, after 10,000 years, we still haven't figured it out, have we?
No, we really haven't, because customers, you know, the way you attract customers changes, Jim. I mean,
yeah.
Technology changes, our business change, buying habits change. We've got to stay current on this. This isn't one thing you just figured out one time and you're done.
So what do? This is something you've been working on with your folks. What do you...
With a number. Yeah, with a bunch of customers, Jim. I mean, the issue is, think about this. The perfect world would be, how do you increase sales without adding a bunch of salespeople?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but salespeople always seem to whine. Ever notice that? we love them.
Even the ones who sell a lot of stuff whine. I made my living most of my career as a commission salesman, right, Bob?
I do. So you can relate to this.
I can relate. Yeah, I can.
You know, and the great salespeople that are hitting quota and they whine when they work for me, I buy them the wine.
Right.
I mean, I'm fine with that. It's the ones that whine that don't hit the numbers
right,
that we
right.
struggle with.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's give your listeners some tools here. Everybody's heard about the Internet. Everybody uses the Internet. Everybody knows about information marketing and SEO and all that stuff, so I'm not going to bore everybody with that stuff. But when I sit around and talk to small business leaders and ask them to raise their hand, I get in a room of 20 or 30 small business leaders, they raise your hand if you use the Internet to help you market. Now, you know, three-quarters of the hands go up. And I say, keep your hands up if you're making money doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many hands remain up? Not
mm-hmm.
many.
That's right.
Right, and the issue is, why not? It's because they really haven't decoded an essential set of elements that I'm going to walk through with everybody right now. The first thing to understand is, why do customers buy? I know this sounds pretty simple, Jim, but why customers buy? And a lot of people say, well, they buy because they trust you, there's relationships. Let's pull that aside for a moment. Let's get down to the real reason they buy. 75% of people buy because they have a problem. They need to solve the problem. 25% buy because they have a need. And the difference between the two, for everybody listening, if those sales, when you review your sales opportunities, say, on a weekly basis, and who's ever working with you tells you, well, that's going to close next week, and that's going to close next month, and they keeps getting pushed out. Those are people that have a need.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a problem. They don't have a problem. They don't
mm-hmm.
have to solve it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that have a problem, just like you and me in our lives, we got to solve it. Those are the folks you want to sell to.
Mm-hmm.
So why they buy? They buy to solve problems. If you understand that's why they're buying, what are you doing to understand and educate them on the business problem that they're trying to solve, not your product?
Well, that's exactly right. And sometimes the thing that they – and see, I even break it down one other step further than that, Bob. I talk about not just the problem they have to solve or the thing that they need. I also talk about what they want. And see, part of the solution, the problem solving thing, is also what they want. I mean, for example, and one of the classic examples to me is my tires are bare. I have to solve this problem because I don't have safe tires, right? But what I want is for my family. I want peace of mind when my family are driving in our car.
We are on the exact same page.
Yeah.
I like the way you explained that.
Well, what I'm getting at is that I think people, when you, to me, there are a couple of ways to approach them about this problem thing. One is to actually deal with the problem, the specific problem. But if you can get that to, if you can find somehow, some kind of a way to get to the emotional level, then you're connected with people. What do you think?
I think that is absolutely perfect, and it takes what I'm saying and just adds the color to it that people need to hear. Why people buy, they don't buy to buy the tire. They buy because of safety,
mm-hmm.
right? They buy because maybe they have an inspection coming up and they got to mm-hmm. pass it. I mean, there's various reasons why people buy. You have to understand why they buy. Most people buy because they're trying to solve a situation in their life, whatever that is that they're trying to solve. Once you understand that concept, and I'm telling you, this is a change in philosophy for a lot of people. They still don't get this. Still selling features and benefits. When you can change your way of thinking and start giving people information on the business issues they're facing,
mm-hmm.
think about that for a second. If you were the, let's call it the expert, that you could give perspective as to a business issue that you know your prospective or current customers are facing, if you could give perspective on that issue and you could deliver that information from a subject matter expert standpoint on a, quote, regular basis, don't we think those people that hear us and listen to us associate success with us
mm-hmm.
and they want to eventually buy from people that know the issue really well?
And you have to work these things into your marketing messages, into the approach that you take with people, and the way to find out what that hook is, what that itch that you're scratching is you have to ask them things besides, oh, your water heater broke, you need a new one, don't you? You have to ask them more about okay, what. Without saying it like this, you got to find out a way to say, "What kind of problems did that cause you when your water heater broke?" You know, you got to get into the emotional level.
I totally agree with that. And when I look at people, like for instance, you and I both are out there. We're talking. We get on radio, TV, and various things. People look to us for being an expert. That's what's happening with your book, and that's why they're asking you to come in. It's not because you sell a book. Because of the information that you provide to help people have a better life.
I need your website, Bob.
BobProsen.com, BobProsen.com.
Kiss Theory Goodbye is his book. It's an award-winning book, too. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.